Lear's head whipped. When Glinda hadn't recognized him for anything but his function, he had hated her for it. Now he hadn't recognized this elf.
The same. Can't stay to chew the fat. Money's slashing in the till.
How'd you get out? I thought no one got out.
No one? Ha! You did, didn't you? You weren't meant to, I think. And so did that girl you were looking for, if the stories they told were true. Folks gets out, boy britches. Many different ways. Sneaks out. Flies out. Folks their way out. Myself, it was bribery. Once upon a time, I reckon...
He leaped up in the air like a figure filled with helium. It was true. Elves had little weight. It's what made them so easy to kill, if you could catch them.
So now I'm upside, enslaved here to the shackles of righteous employment, too tired to think straight, and Chide is as free as a bee down south stairs, out of mortal company, light and beauty. Which of us wins the Liberty Sweepstakes?
He skirled away without waiting for an answer, but when he came back to drop the next beer on the table, he added,
"You're not one I'd have spotted for the military, you."
Hidden depths.
Hidden shallows, I think.
But Jibbity wasn't being mean. He grinned.
Don't bother. You've got the welfare of the land on your shoulders. All I have to do is keep awake till last call and then mop up the vomit.
He twitched his ears, which looked in considerably better shape than they once had.
I heard about how the girl you were hunting for was said to have escaped, but not how you did. They're still talking about it down there. Confounded them all.
Lear scowled. He didn't like to remember
I found out how to mind my own business.
The elf didn't take the offense Lear had intended him to. Cheerily enough, he riposted.
You're the rare one, then, who knows so well the line between your business and anyone else's.
He bounded off. Lear drank up and felt the beer rise in him, an agreeable and uncustomary heaviness. He imagined he could sit there all night, shoulders hunched, watching the circus of human life at a high pitch. After a half an hour, though, he had to go piss it out.